hearing the Recreative Radical Sciences for the first time, and you may be asking who is Eric Zeisel and what is the subject. As you may know, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of pieces that fell out of off the radar at the time of the 30s and 40s and even 50s from the great German tradition of classical music because of the suppression of the Nazi regime. Countless victims of the Holocaust, as well as many whose lives were disrupted, who fled, who came to lose the environment in which they had been educated and brought up in the great musical tradition. Now, in every terrible tragedy, there is some good news. Many of those composers came to the United States, and amongst them, Eric Zeisel. We owe a great deal to many of those composers for basically making our American tradition what it is. Quan Gold, who created really the modern movie score, Kurt Weill, who went to Broadway, Richard Rodgers went to Broadway. In Southern California, where I now spend a good deal of the year, I've had the great honor of getting to know a lot more about this music than I did before. Arnold Schoenberg, Hans Krenick, Eric Zeisel were among those who joined Thomas Mann and many other immigrants there, made a great community out there of artists, intellectuals, and writers. Now, Eric Zeisel wrote this piece in 1945. It is a requiem for his father after learning that his father had died in Auschwitz. He was from Vienna and he came in the late 30s to came to America at that time. This work is dedicated more generally to all of the victims of the Holocaust, and in your program books you can read a very, very beautiful two paragraphs of what you wrote on that subject. In a more personal vein, I have the great honor of knowing the daughter of Eric Zeisel, Arvid Zeisel, and her wonderful husband, Ronald Schoenberg, who happens to be the son of Arnold Schoenberg. And these two wonderful people have produced a wonderful son, amongst other children, Randall Schoenberg, who is a great hero now, as he is the lawyer who won the case against the Austrian government to win back all of the Klimt paintings to the family who had been the original owners. And Ronald Schoenberg just happens to be married, Randall Schoenberg happens to be married to a native Cincinnatian. So it's all a very, very personal thing. We're delighted you're here tonight. Enjoy the Zeisel Requiem for Eric, which is a very beautiful piece, and the Beethoven Ninth, of course, which you know very well. And we want to see you back next week. We've got great concerts there.